Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We are live right now so you can be a part of the broadcast, so you can pose your question or seek direction for the tough issues of real life. If there's something you'd like to talk about, call now on our new call-in number. That number, 844-32-BASIC or 844-322-2742. If you can, get something to write with and take down that new number. Keep it handy because it's going to be a permanent number. That number again, 844-32-BASIC or 844-322-2742. The Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and it intersects with your life every day. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Jesus Christ is alive. That is the good news of the gospel. And because he's alive, he's able to speak into our day-to-day situations and circumstances and issues and all of those things. And this month, we're talking about some of the toughest issues that we go through, and that's emotional pain and emotional bondage. A lot of times we can handle circumstances of life and we're okay with them. When they really start to become a problem is when our feelings really get involved and we have these painful emotions associated with these circumstances, and we don't know what to do with them. We get to a point where we're constantly feeling anger or fear or anxiety or self-pity or those sort of things. And if we stay in those states for a long period of time, that can push us down into depression and ultimately despair.
Sure, yeah.
So we have to know how to get out of those emotions, how to kind of change the course of what's going on with us emotionally. And I think we first have to learn that our emotions are simply responders to our thinking. So whatever goes on in these minds of ours, that's going to dictate how we feel at any given moment. I mean, everyone's been to a scary movie. We weren't scared when we went in, but when we saw those scary scenes and heard those scary sounds, we started feeling scared. That's the natural response. That's the natural emotion. So when we're fearful, when we're angry, it's because those are the types of thoughts that are in our minds.
Yeah.
And when we recognize that connection, that gives us some hope. We focus so much on the emotional pain and what can we do to escape that emotional pain that we forget to look at the thinking. We forget to look at the root of what's causing that. That's why the Bible says we need to renew our mind, and we can never let go of emotional baggage without the renewing of our mind.
Absolutely.
That's where the victory is going to come. When we can get our minds renewed with truth, that's when we can go free from those negative emotions.
Absolutely. That's truth from Basic Gospel, everybody. And you've tuned in to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis. We would love for you to join us. We have calls coming on the board right now, but still a couple of open lines right now at 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC or 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to start in Childress, Texas today and talk with Eric. Hi, Eric.
Hello, Bob. How are you today?
Doing fantastic. Sure enjoyed the weekend with you and the folks at the Cowboy Church there in Kiwanis. That was a wonderful experience.
What it was for us, too. I sure appreciate you and Gina coming and spending your weekend with us, man. It was sure a blessing. And the outpouring of response to y'all coming and the message, the New Covenant message that you brought. I mean, it just, where everybody just really enjoyed having you, and you talked about coming back in a year. I don't think they'll last that long. I think they want you back soon.
Well, I'm ready and available.
Good deal. Well, I sure appreciate you guys, Bob Davis and Richard, for all y'all do too. Y'all
thank
stand
you.
And,
yeah, thank
and
you.
Really listen to y'all for a long time, and just really appreciate y'all spending y'all's time bringing this gospel truth and setting people free. It sure has meant a lot to me over the years. But my question is in Philippians 2:12-13, it's continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. And I just kind of wanted to get y'all's take on that, if you don't mind.
Well, Eric, that's one of those confusing verses, and a lot of times we just pull that out of its context, and when we do, it kind of scares us a little bit. Let me read it from the New Living Translation. It says, "Dear friends, you always followed my instructions when I was with you, and now that I am away, it is even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear." And then it goes on to say, "For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him." So, Eric, basically these two verses are telling us to work out what God is working inside of us. So this gospel of grace, this gospel of mercy, this gospel of forgiveness, this gospel of reconciliation, this new covenant truth, that's what God is working deep within our souls, deep within our minds. And as he works that into us, then work that out into the lives of others. We're to minister reconciliation and life to others. Well, and the reason we can do that is because God has worked it inside of us. It's not something that we generate on our own. We're never the source of those things. God is the source himself. And we do so with reverence and humility. That's what it means when it says to work it out with fear and trepidation. Paul, for example, went to the Corinthians, Eric, and he said, I don't come with words of wisdom or in eloquence, but I come to you with fear and trembling. That was a humility in his own heart, because he knew he was delivering the very words of God to the Corinthian people. And so with us, when we're working out this salvation, we're working out what God, the God of this universe, has worked inside of us, and that should humble us in such a wonderful, right way, knowing that God is at work in us to do and to will of his good pleasure.
Well, that's good. I had reverence written down here, and that's kind of where I was leaning, but I sure appreciate the confirmation there on the fear and trembling part. Well, it's good to talk to you again, and I appreciate everything you guys do.
Well, thank you, Eric. We sure appreciate you as well. Thank you for standing with us to help get this message out. And again, we sure enjoyed our time. Gina and I enjoyed our time with you and Brandy and all the folks there at the Cowboy Church. I look forward to being out there again real soon.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Eric.
All right. Bye, Eric.
Very encouraging call. Glad you behaved yourself over the weekend.
Well, we did. Yeah. We did. Yeah. That was God doing his work in and through us. It really was a marvelous time. Eric is involved with a church that is a startup church. They've just been in existence for about a year and a half. They have a wonderful group of people hungry to know truth, and this new covenant message is really making a difference. One lady, Eric is leading a group through our Bible study guide, The New Covenant Journey.
Great. Yeah.
And one lady was telling me Saturday night when we met with the group, she said, "I have lived with condemnation and guilt all my life, and as we've been studying through this Bible study guide, that's just been lifted. Mm. I know that there is no condemnation in Christ," and you could see it on her face. It was just a marvelous, marvelous thing. And that's one of the things that really messes us up in life. That's one of those painful emotions, that condemnation, that guilt, that fear that God is going to punish us. And oh, what a relief it is when that gets lifted from us. It's one of the joys of this gospel message.
Yeah, beyond your salvation, I think it's the greatest thing that can happen in your life.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So thank you to Eric, and just love what God's doing through his life and Brandy's life. Well, let's go down to Corpus Christi and talk to our friend Lee. Hi, Lee.
Hey, it's good to talk to you.
Well, it's great to talk with you as well. Always great to talk with you.
Hey, I just want to praise the Lord and tell you I just got saved about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, my.
Yeah. You know, I've called y'all a number of times, and y'all have really tried to help me see grace and what it really looks like. And I recall some wonderful moments but I kept slipping back into legalism. And yesterday I had a hit the wall moment. I just got fed up. I sat there with my Bible. I told God, I want to know you in earnestness and truth. And I'm sick of me. I'm sick of my self-righteous testimony. I'm sick of religion. I'm sick of legalism. I want to know you for real. And he broke me today. And I am through with me, and I'm through with religion, and I am completely surrendered to my nothingness, and I'm wholly in Christ. And it's just a wonderful thing that happened to me today.
What a great thing to happen,
man. Well, that is a great thing, Lee. You know, we can hear the message. We can, pay lip service to it. We can even walk down that road for a short distance. And then all that old baggage, seems to show up again. And we take a detour. And finally, yeah, coming to the end of ourselves, that's when we can enjoy all the fullness of Christ Jesus. And it certainly sounds like that's where you are today, Lee. And boy, that's fantastic. I'm so grateful for you and excited for you.
Well, I want you to know y'all have been the most important ministry of my entire life. And you've always been my fallback position when I get screwed up down these errant trails. And I always go back to basic gospel to regain my center. And I'm just telling you, today is the day I drove the stake. I'm through with legalism. And I'm not sure if I need to be rebaptized. And I don't know about previous vows I made to God, if those are, if I'm still supposed to hold to those or what. Maybe you can help me.
Well, Lee, as far as vows to God, the Bible is clear. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. But what's more important is God's vow to you. God has made an oath about this new covenant, and that oath guarantees that he is going to be faithful to his promises. You belong to him. He has written his laws in your mind and in your heart. He's going to work inside of you to will and to do of his good pleasure. He is going to conform you into the image of his son. So rest in his promises, his oath to you. That's what's important here. It's about Jesus. You just put yourself in a position to receive. That's what that word submission is all about. When you submit yourself to the Lord, what you're basically doing is saying, Lord, I am ready to receive whatever you have for me. I'm not going to dictate to you what I want, what my desires are. I'm just ready to receive what you have for me, because I know that what you have for me is a billion times better than anything I could dream up on my own. So just put yourself in that position to receive. Let that grace flow through you, through your mind, through your emotions. And you'll just be on an adventure of a lifetime.
Yes, sir.
Well, Lee, we love you, and
yes,
sure appreciate you calling in and sharing this wonderful, wonderful testimony today. And we will continue to walk this journey together, my friend.
Yes, sir. And I just want you to know I love all of y'all, and I just can't thank y'all enough for y'all's obedience to the Lord, of bringing this message of grace to all of us who are trying to sort things out. This has really been a blessing. Thank you.
Well, Lee, it's our privilege, and we don't even look at it as obedience. It's just God putting stuff in our hearts to say. And
how could we not?
That's exactly right. So, well, Lee, thank you so much for your call, my friend, and we'll look forward to connecting with you real soon, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
Yes, indeed. Time on the clock, and open lines for you at 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC, or the full number, 844-322-2742.
Boy, I love our new number.
Yeah.
I really do. 844-32-BASIC. It's just awesome. So I'm glad people are catching hold of that and calling us. And
quicker than me, for
yes, indeed. We were kind of worried about that. Would that number be lost for the first couple of weeks? Mm-hmm. Would people call? Well, we found out real quickly on Monday that
folks are listening.
folks are listening and folks are calling, so we appreciate that. Well, let's turn our attention to Everton, who lives in the Bronx and listens to us on WMCA. Hi, Everton.
Yes, good evening, guys. How are you all going today?
We're doing well. Nice to hear from you. What's on your mind today, Everton?
Okay, I was, yesterday I was reading along in Romans. And I was reading in chapter 7, chapter 7. And then when I read it, you know, a couple of times again, then, it actually, you know, it's talking about the law and stuff like that. But could you just shed some light with me in terms of what verse 4 represents in terms of, like marriage? And so on, because, you know, some churches say you can't marry again, you can divorce and you belong to your wife and stuff like that and whatever. Because Paul even deals with it somewhere wrong in 1 Corinthians 7.
Yeah. Well, Everton, I think we got the gist of the question. I think this is one of the most important passages in the Word of God. It really... If we understand what Paul is saying to us here, it can change everything for us as far as our relationship with Christ is concerned. And so he's trying to say to us that when we were lost, when we were dead spiritually, we were under the power of sin and death. That's what we were married to, basically. And the law said you can't escape that. The law kept condemning us and kept keeping us under the power of sin and death. So something needed to happen. Sin wasn't going to die. Sin wasn't going to give up its hold on us. So in Christ, we died. And then we have been made alive together with Christ. So it's a death, it's a burial, it's a resurrection, just like Jesus. Jesus died to take away our sins. He was buried, and then he was raised. So when we come to him by faith, we are placed into his death. We die with him. We're buried. That old self is gone. And now we've been raised to walk in the newness of life. So that power of the law that kept us married to sin and death has been broken through resurrection. So we've been raised to walk in the newness of life, to be joined to another. And to illustrate that, he uses marriage. So under Jewish law, divorce was not permitted, although, there was a loophole there.
Yeah.
That God said because of the hardness of heart, divorce can happen if you present a writ of divorce that can protect the woman in Jewish society. But as far as the law was concerned, other than that, divorce was prohibited. The only time that you could be free to marry someone else was when your spouse died. So when your spouse died, that broke that relationship. You were no longer committed there. You were free to join someone else. In the same way, you've died to the law of sin and death. You've died spiritually to the law of sin and death. You've been raised spiritually. You've been made alive with Christ. Now you're free to belong to someone else, and that someone else is Jesus Christ himself.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you, Everton? So if you're in Christ, you died with Christ. So now you're released from the law of sin and death, condemnation, that, you know, the punishment is there. You're released from that. Now you've been raised and you've joined another. You are united with Christ. You're one with him in spirit. And now your obligation, your affections, your eye is turned toward him in all things.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Everton. It's a great question. Sure appreciate you raising it on today's broadcast.
I love the way Paul puts this. He makes it very clear that it's Jesus who in his death made it possible to die to the law, and in his resurrection
makes it possible for us to be alive to God. No other way. He is absolutely clear in that point.
Yes, he is. So, Everton, enjoy this relationship you have with Christ. The power of sin and death has been broken in your life. Now you can enjoy the life of Christ to the full. Well, let's go to England and talk with our good friend, Saab. Hi, Saab.
Hi, Saab.
Hi, Bob and your team. Wonderful ministry you are doing. I'm finding more freedom in Christ through your ministry. I'm really thankful to you guys. My question today is about healing under the New Covenant ministry. So I just want to get opinion from you. First Peter chapter 2, 24, talking about by your stripe we are healing. By Jesus' stripe we are healing. What kind of healing is talking about there?
Well, Saab,
physical healing or?
I think the context of that passage in First Peter points us to the soul. It's our souls that were messed up, and they were messed up because of sin that came into this world. And through Christ, through his shed blood, through the stripes that he experienced on our behalf, our souls experience healing. So I think that's what he's specifically getting at in his letter, that we have healing for our souls, these minds of ours, these emotions of ours, these wills of ours. That's what needed healed.
Okay, so under the new covenant, can we pray for the sickness people? Can we and then use that word, and some pastors using that words and praying for people, and then especially they're doing healing service. What is about? Can you explain to me that?
Well, certainly we can pray for the healing of others. My dad was sick, and he had prostate cancer, and we as a family prayed for him. And when somebody gets sick within our staff, we pray for one another, and that's a privilege that we have. Does our prayer guarantee that we're going to be healed physically? No, it doesn't. But we can pray for those sort of things. And I think when we do pray for those, for physical healing, one for another, we're expressing our love and concern for each other. But we're also resting in the fact that God knows best, that whatever happens, that he still loves us, that he still cares for us, that we can still depend upon him in this situation. So does God heal? Yes, he does. Can we pray for physical healing? Yes, we can. But as far as this gospel is concerned, what his priority is the healing of our souls. There's going to be a time when we get new bodies. There's going to be no sickness. There's going to be no
yes.
disease. We're looking forward to that. That's our great hope. And we can look forward to that with wonderful excitement. But in the meantime, regardless of what's going on in our lives, we can rest confidently in the truth that God loves us, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. That's healing for our souls.
Yeah.
Well, Saab, thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it, as always.
Yeah, always great to hear from you, Saab. Hope you keep listening and call again. Well, we're into November now, with Thanksgiving only a little over 3 weeks away, and Basic Gospel needs your help now, as always, to keep the good news of the love, grace, and life of the Lord Jesus Christ on the air each weekday. From what many of you have told us, the Lord is indeed working through this ministry, as you've heard on the broadcast today, making a difference in people's lives. And that, of course, is why we're here every day. Please help us today with your most generous gift to Basic Gospel. You'll find a support link in the header at basicgospel.net. That's, of course, our website, basicgospel.net. Or speak with our operator at our new number, 844-412-2742. Again, that's 844-412-2742. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.